Welcome to the Friday Drive at 5 on Giant 90.9 WBDG. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. Today is Friday, July the 3rd, 2020. Hard to believe, but we are 3.5 weeks from our scheduled start of the 2020-2021 school year. With the WBDG studio shut down, we have all missed hearing some of our favorite programs, and definitely our favorite on-air personalities. So as we prepare for the 2020-2021 school year, Mr. Easter and I wanted to use the WBDG airwaves to share with you our Friday Drive at 5 updates. Each Friday, leading up to the beginning of school, we will be sharing updates from the MSD of Wayne Township regarding what's happening this weekend, next week, and beyond. We also want this to include the most up-to-date information about how COVID-19 is and will impact school. As you know, the 11 Marion County Traditional Public Schools, in collaboration with the Marion County Health Department, recently announced that our staff will be returning on Monday, July the 27th, and students will return on Wednesday, July the 29th. We also announced that we will offer instruction options in either the physical school setting or online for students who are not able or uncomfortable returning to school on the scheduled start date. Yesterday, we all received some long-anticipated information. On July the 2nd, the Marion County Health Department and the Mayor of Indianapolis provided the necessary guidance in order to prepare for the 2020-2021 school year. This guidance from the Marion County Public Health Department can be found on their website at www.marionhealth.org. Again, that's www.marionhealth.org. As you review this guidance, please keep the following considerations in mind. 1. The Marion County Traditional Public Schools will continue to follow the ongoing and most up-to-date guidance provided by the Indiana State Department of Health and the Marion County Public Health Department as it relates to the reopening of schools. 2. The Marion County Public Health Department guidance document is based on current data and could be modified as the data changes. And 3. These guidelines are the minimum standards, and therefore individual school corporations may develop procedures that are greater than, but not lesser than, these guidelines. As we take a look at the guidance provided by the Marion County Public Health Department yesterday, please consider the following. In the category of opening dates, districts may proceed with their pre-established opening dates. Again, in the MSD of Wayne Township, that includes staff returning on Monday, July 27th, and students on Wednesday, July the 29th. Districts are required to develop and implement a system screening policy pursuant to the CDC recommendations. In the cleaning and disinfection category, schools will increase access to cleaning supplies for each classroom and ensure frequent cleaning. Increase accessibility and use of hand sanitizer for staff and students. Extend bathroom breaks for adequate hand washing and assure access to warm water and soap. Clean and disinfect high-touch areas throughout the day. And clean and disinfect playground equipment on a regular basis. In the category of cloth facial coverings and masks or face shields, cloth face coverings or masks are required for all teachers, ancillary staff, and students in sixth grade or higher. Exceptions include any staff or student with health conditions that makes the wearing of a face covering a risk to their health. When students or staff are performing tasks that cannot be completed while wearing a face covering, such as eating or drinking. Any student who is unable to remove a face covering on their own. And when the wearing of a face covering or mask by a teacher is determined to impede a student's learning, for students in grades pre-K through grade 5, a face shield may be considered for use by the teacher. In the category of social distancing, according to the latest guidance of the American Academy of Pediatrics, students should be seated 3 to 6 feet apart. Further, students should be seated facing in one direction to facilitate social distancing. The CDC recommends 6 feet spacing when feasible. Eliminate the use of pods or table-style seating as much as possible. Arrange for the teacher to maintain a distance of 6 feet from students when feasible. Extend or stagger passing periods. Consider moving some classes outside if possible. Do not allow non-essential visitors. Do not use attendance incentives for students. And large areas such as cafeterias, auditoriums, and gymnasiums should be utilized cautiously to ensure social distancing of at least 6 feet between people, with special emphasis on reducing crowding in the space while entering or exiting. In the category of cohorting, or keeping students together, cohort students as much as possible using a team approach. The same students stick together and rotate as a team. Students should go to recess as a cohort, avoiding contact physical activity and encouraging social distancing as much as feasible. Assign team to a room and consider teachers rotating. Maintain a permanent seating chart for each class to facilitate contact tracing. And students should eat together as a cohort while seated in a socially distanced configuration, utilizing a normal sanitary dishwashing process or disposable plates and silverware. Salad bars and self-serve buffets should not be permitted. In the category of student health and safety, designate an area where symptomatic students can wait for pickup separate from the clinic area. Use water stations for cup or bottle refills only, and consider increased availability of bottled water. Limit items that need to be shared between students. Each student should have their own designated supplies. Encourage frequent hand washing and hand sanitizing at the minimum upon arrival at school, before and after recess, before and after eating, and after using the restroom. And require all students who are sick to be fever-free for at least 72 hours before returning to school. In the category of bus transportation, transportation to and from school by personal vehicle is encouraged. Bus drivers should wear facial coverings. Buses should use assigned seating. Space students apart as much as feasible. Students are expected to wear face coverings or masks during transportation. Open windows for cross ventilation as weather permits, and consider alternate routes to reduce the duration of trips as possible. The CDC guidance from the Marion County Public Health Department also includes how to work through students or staff who are COVID positive symptomatic, COVID positive asymptomatic, and no COVID test but symptomatic. And finally, there is a category on reporting cases to the Marion County Public Health Department. So with this recent news about returning to school on time and the guidance from the Marion County Public Health Department, our roadmap back to school task force in the MSD of Wayne Township is working on two options for the end of July. One will be students returning with additional safety guidelines and procedures in person 5 days a week. The other option will be students receiving their instruction remotely. We have a team working on this over the summer, and it will look dramatically different than the end of this previous school year. Students in 9th through 12th grade will have the option of Achieve Virtual. For K through 8, there will be a full day of synchronous and asynchronous instruction that will follow the scope, sequence, and pace of the students physically in a classroom. This will allow children to still be enrolled at their school, and they could return when conditions improve and comfort levels increase. It will also permit us to more easily shift to a fully virtual model should the data require us to close again in the fall. It is our goal to have these more detailed plans to you by Tuesday, July the 14th, to assist you in your decision and preparation. However, on Monday, July the 6th, you will receive a message through ParentSquare with a survey link in Skyward for you to let us know which option you will be choosing for your child or children. The results of this survey will allow us to staff each model appropriately as we prepare for the upcoming school year. We are asking all parents to complete this process before July 17th so we can appropriately staff our classrooms and our buildings. And, as a reminder, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, that's July 8th, 9th, and 10th, we will have an in-person registration for all new students, as well as an opportunity to deliver documents that you are not able to send electronically through the online registration process. This past Wednesday, the governor's order that closed school facilities has expired. As a result, our playgrounds, courts, and other publicly accessible facilities are open for use. Also, students will be following the schedule established by their school to retrieve their personal belongings and drop off anything they will need to return to the school. This process will begin on Monday, July the 6th, and will take several days depending upon the building in order to comply with the prescribed guidelines. Building principals should be contacted for more information. As a reminder, meals are being distributed through our summer servings program at Bridgeport Elementary, Chapelwood Elementary, Garden City Elementary, and Stoutfield Elementary from 10 to 12 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Although we did not distribute meals today, Friday, July 3rd, due to the holiday, we will return to our regular Monday, Wednesday, and Friday servings beginning next week. The summer servings program will end Friday, July 17th as we prepare to return to school. And last but not least, we hope that all of our We Are Wayne families are able to safely celebrate our nation's independence tomorrow on the 4th of July. Please be careful as you are gathering with family and friends, grilling out, lighting fireworks, or whatever your celebration entails. We can't wait to see you in a few weeks. That's it for this week. Tune in right here on Giant 90.9 each week to find out the latest information about what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the WBDG Friday Drive at 5. Please stay safe, be well, enjoy your summer, and I look forward to seeing you back in our schools on July 27th for staff and July 29th for students. Have a great weekend.